remarks of the President. Berthold, North Dakota, 29 September 1952.
The farmers and the common people are on the way to victory once more.
Thank you, Ed Niesemeyer. And now our distinguished senior senator from North Dakota, William Langer.
Hello, how are you?
Thank you, Bob. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, the President of the United States.
I appreciate it very much. Being able to be here today. And I want to thank you for coming out to meet me. That's a compliment to the President of the United States. You see, I'm not running for office anymore, but I'm exercising one of my five jobs on this trip. I'm acting in the capacity of the head of the Democratic Party, trying to convince the people of the country that it's to their best interest to vote the Democratic ticket. I've had a wonderful day. I've been associated with some of the candidates who are running for office here in North Dakota on the Democratic ticket, and they're wonderful people. And you can't make a mistake if you go to the polls and vote that ticket. And I hope very much to see this great state of North Dakota go for Stevenson and Sparkman. Stevenson has made a wonderful record as governor of Illinois, and I know he'll make a great president. He will fight for the plain people of this country, and he will see to it that this is the kind of country you want to live in and want your children to grow up in. The most important thing of all is that Governor Stevenson is a man of peace. You know, the President of the United States has the most important job in the world. He has more to do with whether or not we shall have peace in the world than any other individual. These are critical times we're going through because the danger of communist aggression threatens us with another world war. It will take all our wisdom and courage and patience and a lot of hard work to avoid an all-out war. And I can tell you that Governor Stevenson understands these things. If you've been listening to his speeches, you know that he has met the foreign policy issues frankly and honestly. He's not been hiding behind vague generalities. Nobody wants war, and the Republican candidate is no exception. He doesn't want war either. But in this struggle for peace, we have to have more than good intentions. A military life is good training, but it is good training for war and the preparation of war. It's not training in the ways of preventing war. That has always been the job of the civilian head of the government of the United States. The President of the United States, in his capacity as chief executive and in his capacity as commander-in-chief, makes the policies of the United States that can lead to either peace or war. And you want to be careful to get a man in that job whose thinking is the thinking of the people of the United States and not a military mind. Since the general became a candidate for political office, he's been getting some strange advice on foreign policy. He has said some things about liberating foreign peoples that could get us into serious, very serious trouble if they were followed through to their logical conclusion. I'm not altogether sure that he knew what he was saying, and that makes it worse. We can't afford to have a president who's careless about things like this. I've worked for peace for 7 long years. I want world peace above anything else on this earth. And I'm sure that you feel the same way about it. No man can promise you peace with absolute certainty. But I believe with all my heart that our best chance for world peace lies with the election of Adlai Stevenson. So I say to you, for your own welfare here at home, for the good of your great state, and for the good of yourself, and for the welfare of this great country of ours, you should go to the polls on election day and vote the Democratic ticket, and you'll have good government for another 4 years. Thank you very much.